Mushroom.
Any other name for that?
Toadstool, I believe it is, isn't it?
Okay. What kinds of melons do you have around here?
Well, the watermelon and the cantaloupes. Now, some people call them a muskmelon.
Mm-hmm. Is the same thing? Cantaloupes,
I think they are because they both have the same flavor. And, and there's some banana melons. Now, they have a flavor like a banana.
They
grow long, about like that.
About 18 inches?
I imagine so.
Uh-huh.
It'd be about that big round.
About 4 or 5 inches wide?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But they have the flavor of a banana.
What color are they?
They're yellow, just like the cantaloupes are.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of watermelons are there?
Oh, I don't know. You mean the color or the names of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some are solid green and some are lighter green with little dark green streaks running through them. I don't know what they call them. And some are striped.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't know what the names of them are.
Mm-hmm. Say if I ask you if you'll be able to do something, you say, well, I'm not sure, but I might.
I think I'd say I would try.
Uh-huh. Or you say I might.
Could.
What's that?
I might could.
Uh-huh. Say if you were doing something that was hard work, you were doing it all by yourself, and a friend was just standing around watching you without helping. When you get through, you tell him, you know, instead of just watching me, you know, you might.
Help. Might try to help.
Okay. Or you've already finished, you'd say you might. You finished working, so you say you might have.
Might have helped.
Okay. And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
That's an owl.
Okay. What do you call the little one?
Owlets, I believe, is what they call them.
I mean, the little kind of owl.
Oh, screech owl, uh-huh. And there are barn owls.
Uh-huh. What about the big one?
We always call them hoot owls.
Okay. What's a barn owl?
Well, they, I don't know, but they say, I've heard that they stay around the barns or close by at night and catch rats.
How's that different from a hoot owl?
I don't know. Uh-huh. No, unless it's just the size of them. The barn owls are not as big as the hoot owl.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
Well, we call them polecats and skunks.
Uh-huh. Is that the same thing?
I imagine so.
Uh-huh. Say some animals have been coming and getting your hens. What general name would you have for an animal like that?
I don't think you'd call that a fox.
Uh-huh. Well, you don't know if it's a fox or coon or possum or just
what. We just call him a varmint.
Okay. And kind of bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
Wouldn't it be a raccoon? Or we call him a coon.
Or something else you were telling me about in the kitchen.
Oh, Lord, what did I say?
A little thing.
What did I say? What did I say, Melinda? Huh?
That